Organization carries a profound message. It urges us to come together as a global community to address a grave humanitarian concern. Together, we must work tirelessly to clear affected areas of cluster munitions, support survivors, and promote global awareness of the consequences of their use. Universalization calls for our unwavering commitment to safeguarding the future, where children can walk to school without fear, where communities can rebuild without danger, and where the wounds of war can heal. Being here this week, we have learned a few very important lessons. Hopelessness is a driver of violence, but this convention can offer hope to so many. We believe that empowering youth is what keeps this hope alive, and we want all states' parties to support and promote youth development programs in Mine Action, including mine risk education and victim assistance. We encourage states who have the capacity to do so to fund economic and social inclusion for victims and survivors. The annual transparency reports are a crucial tool to show a strong level of devotion to humanitarian goals. In 2023, many countries have shown this devotion by submitting their reports. However, we are disappointed that there are still states' parties that have not done so yet. We insist that all states' parties carry out their responsibility of submitting their Article 7 reports in a timely manner.
We would like to encourage states' parties to destroy all stockpiles and retain cluster munitions. Retaining stockpiles means that they